Central City of Mishawaka pregame show continues on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, and the Mishawaka Network. Mishawaka Cavemen against the Marion Knights in this girls' game to start things off in this doubleheader tonight. First for the visiting Knights, a 5'8 freshman, Marion's leading scorer at 18.5 points, Nevaeh Foster. A 5'8 junior averaging 14.4 per game, Mackenzie Hudgen. A 5'4 senior averaging 3.1 a game, Jaden Rangel. A 5'5 sophomore averaging 5.3 a game, Peyton Rangel. And a 6'1 senior averaging 13.9 points per game, Christina Heimlich. So three different players averaging, or actually, yeah, three different players, 13.9, 14.4, and 18.5. Marion 11-5, Steve Scott the head coach in his third season. For Mishawaka, a 5'3 senior averaging 2.1 a game, Lexi Schlemmer. A 5'6 senior averaging 3.8 per game, the captain, Jordan Bobus. A 5'4 senior and a Marion transfer averaging 1.9 per game, Juanita Franklin. A 5'7 senior averaging 4 points per game, Riley Banks. And a 5'10 junior averaging 2.6 per game, Jada Obrin. Sarah Deshone, the head coach, in her second season. Mishawaka 1-16 overall, 0-8 in the NIC. Center court, Christina Heimlich, along with Jada Obrin. Your uniform descriptions brought to you by Kevin Drazier. Marion dressed in road blue. Blue and white checkers on the sides of the jerseys and shorts. White numbers and lettering. Mishawaka home whites, gray numbers, and maroon trim. Gray letters on the front as well. Give Kevin Drazier a call. BSN 229-7999. Marion wins the tip. And the Knights will move from left to right. Inside and outside. Foster. Now around to the right side to Rangel. Top of the key. Foster thought about a three-pointer. Puts it up as she dribbles to the left. Missed shot and the rebound to Obrin and Mishawaka.
Mishawaka started out in a 2-3 zone. Did a pretty good job of getting out on the shooter on that one and forced the miss.
A jump ball is called after Bobus stopped her dribble. Possession arrow is going to keep it with the Cavemen. Bobus will inbound, smacks the ball, looking for somebody, still looking for a long time, and finally Schlemmer breaks free over on the left side. Outside it goes. Bobus with it. Jordan Bobus with the left hand, stops at the elbow, pivots and passes outside. Schlemmer to Banks. Banks back to Schlemmer once again, standing on the big block M as Foster comes out to guard her. Over on the right, Banks with the basketball, gets double teamed near the sideline, jump ball called, and this time it'll go over to Marion.
Yeah, you don't really want to pick up your dribble there, and there was another spot in that possession where the dribble was picked up a little too high in the half court. Want to keep that dribble alive because that doesn't allow the double team to come after you quite as quickly.
So Marion with a basketball, Mackenzie Hudgen. Hudgen passes over to the right wing. Three-pointer up off the back iron. Offensive rebound, Foster up and in. 2-0 Marion.
That was a nice rebound by Foster. Just took advantage of her height and just went up and over the Mishawaka player who had pretty good position. Just a big height disadvantage there.
Bobus to front court, gets triple team. Foster strips it. Up court it goes to Hudgen. Hudgen with the right hand, misses the layup. The rebound ends up into the hands of Bobus and Mishawaka. So still 2-0 in the Kevin Putz, the First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Marion leads Mishawaka. Bobus passes to Obrin between her legs, picks it back up. Franklin flashes out to take it. Schlemmer with a basketball. Bounces it down to Obrin toward the corner as the Mishawaka band comes streaming through the door. I knew you were looking forward to that, Vince.
You and I are both big fans of the Mishawaka band.
Just a good environment when you have the band in the house. Bounce pass out to the right wing. Bobas with the basketball. Bobas pivots out to Schlemmer. Schlemmer on the wing brings it out. She hit the big shot from near half court last night in the loss to Goshen. Schlemmer stops on the left wing. Passes to Banks. Gets a screen from Oberon. Goes right. Stops her dribble on the wing. Bounces it. Top of the key. Franklin thought about a three. Inside instead. Oberon triple teamed and a 3 second call.
Yeah, just got triple teamed down there on the in the lane after she got the ball, and it was a good look because initially, if she hadn't kind of fumbled the ball when she first got it and goes up strong, she's got a good look at the basket, but unfortunately, she wasn't able to, got triple teamed and just stayed in the lane too long.
5:12 to go in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Still 2-0 Marion down in the left corner. Hudgen now up top it goes to Rangel to the corner. And air ball thrown up there and stripped on the offensive rebound as the other Rangel put that up. Peyton from down in the corner. It was out of bounds off Mishawaka. 4:59 to go in the first quarter. 2-0. The Marion girls lead the Mishawaka Cavemen. Inbound up top and a three-pointer on the way. And good for Christina Heimlich. A 40% three-point shooter makes it 5-0.
Well, when your big can go out top to the top of the key and not gun a three like it's nobody's business, you got a pretty good squad on your hands.
Mishawaka had a long possession last time, even though it ended with a three-second call. This time an early shot. Banks misses the open jumper, or Bobas, rather, misses the open jumper. It's all the ponytails out there.
There are a couple.
That's right. One just a little bit darker shade than the other. I didn't get to see Bobas. The only game that I was able to see is Mishawaka's only win, 39-18 back in November. They beat LaVille. That was the first girls game that we had here on WSBT. Marion steals the inbound pass. Rangel pushing it up court. Foster zips it down right baseline. Heimlich dribbles into the lane, puts it up, won't go. Offensive rebound, though, taken by Hudgen. She'll pull it out. Foster puts it up, but catches the rim a couple of times and drops through.
Yeah, too easy for Foster. She was able to catch the ball without really any defense around her and put up an uncontested shot there.
Pressure by Mishawaka, or pressure rather by Marion in the Mishawaka backcourt. Another held ball is called, and the possession arrow gives it back to the Knights, who already lead 6-0. Should be 7-0, right?
7, yep.
Now a 3, left wing. It is off. Weak side rebound, though, by Hudgen. Inside, puts it up, won't go. Rebound is taken by Heimlich, and she gets fouled, taking it back up to the rack.
Yeah, it looks like she's going to be headed to the line, too. I really like the aggressive play of Heimlich. She's not afraid to take it to the rack, no matter who's in the lane. I really like that. She's got a chance to get to shoot a couple free throws here.
Foul's called on Jada Oberon. That's her first. 5'10 junior for Mishawaka. 3:54 to play in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Heimlich sinks the free throw and has 4 points. A substitution made as Kendall Bethel, 5'3 sophomore, comes in. Vince, you were telling me that Nevaeh Foster, the 5'8 freshman, came through the South Bend side.
Yep.
To Mishawaka Marion.
And her dad was a coach as well within the South Bend system, and he's over here too. He's an assistant coach on the Marion bench. Very good guy.
Another held ball as Franklin gets tied up. Mishawaka will keep it. That's, I think, at least 4 held balls we've had so far.
It is actually 6.
6 already.
Yep.
Okay. 9-0. Marion leads. There's 3:44 to play in the Kevin Putz, the First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Bobas with a basketball. Doubled as soon as she gets across half court. Now tripled. Off it goes to Banks. Bounce pass down low. Franklin underneath the basket.
Yeah.
Traveling call.
But it was a really good press break, to be honest with you, because they were doing a little half-court press. As you mentioned, as soon as she crossed the half-court line, she was almost triple-teamed. But they were able to find an open Franklin underneath the basket, but she was too far underneath the basket, so she didn't have a shot. Tried to hop back and was called for the travel.
Have you ever seen the Tom Cruise movie Edge of Tomorrow by any chance?
That would be a negative.
3 does not go. I think you'd like it, first of all, but it's a little bit sci-fi, but it's these outer
space. They look like wild octopuses, but they're
really
outer space animals, and that's what they're invading the Earth. And that's what Marion reminds me of when they swarm on the Mishawaka players. When they come across, it's just like, boom,
and they're
right on top of them.
They are very quick defensively, which I'm sure aids to their in their win total.
9-0, Marion leads. A foul was called on Obrin. That's her second. Foster up high, dribbles right side of the lane, and spins it through on the 10-foot jumper.
And Nevaeh Foster was quadruple teamed on that, was able to split the defense and still get a little jumper for the points.
Now a steal as it is taken by Heimlich. Up court it goes. The left-hand layup does not go for Bethel. Follow-up not good. Hudgen with the rebound. It won't go. Gets her own board again and gets fouled before the next opportunity. It's 11-0, Marion, and the foul is called on Jordan Bobus. Her first. Sarah Deshone's going to use the 30-second timeout. 2:44 to play in the Kevin Punts, the first Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Marion 11, Mishawaka nothing on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. 11-0. Marion leads Mishawaka here at the Cape. Doubleheader basketball. We've got the girls game going on right now. Later on tonight on Oregon Donation Night here at the Cave, Ron Heklinski will address the crowd, and we'll have the boys game. It'll be after 7:30 by the time we get started.
Oh,
I guarantee
sure.
you that.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Foster on the left wing, drives a little bit, leaves it down to Hudgen in the corner, and she buries the three-pointer.
So smooth from the corner. I mean, there was somebody with a hand in her face, and she was still able to knock that down from the corner with ease.
That makes it 14-0, and a steal by Marion. Zip down to the left corner. Foster will try a three. It's short. Rebound is taken by Franklin for Mishawaka. Franklin, who transferred along with her brother Latrell here to Mishawaka this year. They actually have another brother, Kyrell, who is playing for Marion.
I was wondering.
We'll see the two brothers go head-to-head tonight.
I was wondering if they were related.
They are.
When I was looking at the rosters.
Bethel kicks it outside the three, hard off the back iron for Marion's Jaden Rangel. 2:03 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Banks to inbound, finds Franklin in front of the far sideline, and
a foul.
Yes, a foul. It's going to be the first foul of the night on the Knights. And it will be Foster. Marion's first. Mishawaka with three fouls in the early going, trailing 14-0. Just under two to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Schlemmer out to Banks. Bobus down to the left baseline. Back out to Schlemmer. Banks from the wing. Three off the back iron. Rebound taken by Franklin. Her follow-up doesn't go. And then Hudgen takes the rebound for the Knights. They lead 14-zip with a minute 33 to go in the first quarter. Foster, left wing, three is an air ball. Obrin with the Mishawaka rebound. Bobus bringing it up court, stops at the top of the key. Foster going for a steal. Schlemmer able to keep it, though. She passes off Bobus over to Banks. Heads down, bounce pass. Nice one inside. Obrin draws the foul as Banks drove just outside the right lane, bounced it to her left to Obrin down on the block, and she gets fouled going up.
And honestly, Obrin was too far underneath the basket to really do anything with that pass. So kind of a silly foul there, but it's going to put Obrin on the line for Mishawaka's attempt to get on the scoreboard here.
Rangel called for her first, and that is Jaden. Obrin hits the free throw, and Mishawaka's on the board, 14-1. They hit two field goals in last night's 45-7 loss to Goshen, one of them being the half-court shot. Goshen's a pretty good team, though. I don't know if you've seen their record, but
They are very good. They have a big that is very, very talented.
Yeah. To the left it goes. Bethel puts up a three. It rattles in and out. The rebound taken by Franklin. Bobus with the basketball, moving right to left. Just under a minute to play in the first quarter. Bobus tried to drive all the way, got it blocked, and Rangel brings it out. Hudgen up to Foster, right hand, the layup good.
Yeah, good ball movement there by the Knights, able to three little touch passes on the break. No ball, the ball didn't even hit the ground.
16-1 with 38 seconds remaining in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Banks with the basketball. Holding it, puts it on the floor with a left hand, has it smacked by Hudgen, but gets it back. Bobas, she'll dribble with a left hand, trying to get into the lane. Hudgen smacks it again. Just pretty much the same exact play, and Hudgen just two different times knocking it away from a different player. It goes out of bounds off Mishawaka. 17.4 to play in the quarter, and Marion will have the chance for the last shot with a 15-point lead.
Well, not only is Marion quick with the double teams, but they have very, very good hands. They're able to get their hands into the passing lanes and really disrupt really anything that Mishawaka is trying to do offensively.
Hudgen left wing, up top Bethel, back to Hudgen on the wing, three, short, rebound Obrin, and that will be the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. It is Marion 16, Mishawaka 1 on the girls' side at the end of one. Boys' game coming up later on tonight with Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers. You're listening to Mishawaka Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Get ready to start the second quarter on the girls' game with Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers at the Cave. Marion leads Mishawaka 16-1. Up top, Marion with the basketball. Heimlich to Foster on the left wing. Foster brings it inside through a little contact. Shot doesn't go. Franklin with the caveman rebound. Marion backs off the press a little bit. Bobas with it, passes left wing. Bree Udongo, 5'8 senior, checked in at the quarter break. She didn't play in the first quarter. Udongo driving down the right baseline, up and in. Her first shot is good, and it's 16-3.
I'll tell you what, maybe she should have played in the first quarter because that was a nice, strong drive to the hoop. I like it.
Rangel threw some traffic, puts it up. Shot doesn't go. Bobas took the rebound, and we're going to have a foul on Marion as well. It is going to be Jaden Rangel. Riley Banks will inbound it. Go ahead.
Her second foul, by the way, out of three.
And she gets the steal right back. Bethel has it go off her hand. Foster had it, and she will end up drawing a foul.
And they're going to say no shot, which I thought was interesting. Looked like she was shooting to me.
It'll be Udongo, who again had just come in. Hudgen in as Rangel sits down. 7:07 to play in the first half. 16-3, Marion leads Mishawaka. Foster left wing. Up top and dribbling it off her foot is Heimlich. It goes out of bounds and over to Mishawaka.
Well, Mishawaka will take it. Heimlich was trying to do a little drop step move and a dribble to the basket, and she ends up dribbling it off her foot.
Steve Scott, the Marion head coach, who's been around a bit. He's coached at Clay, Adams, Elkhart Memorial, and Marion. Been around a little bit, won four total sectionals in his career, which started in 2004 at Clay. Missed shot. Heimlich with the rebound for Marion. Hudgen with the basketball, goes behind her back, down to the corner. Bethel thought about a three with Sarah DeShone, the Mishawaka head coach, standing right behind her. Down low, Heimlich trying to get it up there from the left side, has it stripped out of her hand. She wanted a foul, no call. Play on, and Bobas will bring the basketball up for the Cavemen. Mishawaka trails 16-3 with 6:12 to play in the first half. Left baseline, Bobas puts it up, barely catches the rim. Heimlich with the rebound. To the right wing, Foster left hand jumps into the lane and a Euro step to the basket. She has 10. And it's 18-3, Marion.
Yeah, nice athletic move there by Foster to get through three defenders for Mishawaka for the layup.
Schlemmer brings it Up court with the left hand, drives all the way against the much taller Heimlich. The layup just misses, and Marion pulls the rebound out of there. Peyton Rangel. Bethel drives the right baseline. Out to the left wing it goes. Pudgeon tries to spin it up there. She'll be fouled as she falls to the floor and will go to the free throw line for a pair. That's Udongo. Whistled for her second. Hudgen, a 70% free throw shooter. She is 65 out of 93. She's been to the line quite a few times this season. Her first foul shot spins off. And it keeps the Marion lead at 18-3. Another free throw coming for Mackenzie Hudgen. The 5'8 senior misses both. Foster takes the rebound out of there, dribbles out, brings it back in, and rattles it down. Nevaeh Foster, who averages 18.5 per game, already has 12 here in the first half. Ball out of bounds on the first side of the floor. Mishawaka student section showing up. Jersey night tonight. A lot of football jerseys over there.
If only I would have known.
20-3. Marion leads.
We could have gotten you in a jersey, Sean.
Could have.
I've got my David Ross jersey all ready to go.
There you go.
I've got a whole closet full of Riley jerseys I could have put on.
Hey, why not?
We got a foul here, I think.
Yeah, after a Miss Marion, or a Mishawaka shot, rather. Riley Banks called for the foul. 20-3. Marion leads. This will be our last regular season broadcast of the Mishawaka girls. We'll see him again as Tegan Montague turns for the easy layup. We'll see him at sectionals at the end of the season, which for the girls is really isn't that far away.
I was going to ask you, where is the girls sectional? Do you know off the top of your head?
Michigan City.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Because why would it be close?
No, okay. I know.
I'm just checking.
Riley Banks is fouled after stopping her dribble in the lane. It'll be Tegan Montague for Marion.
Yes, sir.
Foster takes a seat. As Nevaeh Foster gets her first breather of the night. Inbound pass. Udongo goes to the floor down on the right corner. No call inside the arc. Three by Bobus is an air ball that goes over the basket. Weak side rebound by Rangel. 22-3. Marion leads Mishawaka in this girls matchup here at the Cave. First of two games we've got here tonight. Rangel puts up a three from the right wing. It won't go. And Udongo with the rebound. Running up court. And Udongo with the right hand lays it in.
That's a nice play there. Able to go right down the sideline and then bring it up through two Marion defenders for the layup.
Udongo has hit the only two Mishawaka field goals of the night since coming in to start the second quarter. Didn't play in the first quarter, and it's 22-5 now with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the half. Bethel scoops a driving shot up. It won't go. Draws a foul. Riley Banks is going to be whistled for her second foul. Kendall Bethel to the line to shoot two. She's 8 out of 13 at the stripe this season. Casey Shambaugh is in for Mishawaka. Bethel misses both free throws. Rebound to the Cavemen. Udongo in backcourt. Bounces it off on the left to Schlemmer, who passes over to the right wing to Franklin, down to the baseline, puts up a high arcing jumper. It is an air ball, and the rebound on the right side, or the left side rather, Megan McCormick, who had just come in for Marion. The Knights throw it away back in. Marion continues to substitute, and Steve Scott will take a timeout. 3:17 to play in the first half. It's Marion 22, Mishawaka 5 on 96.1 WSBT. Marion leads Mishawaka 22-5 as the Mishawaka pep band plays in the background. The girls' game going on right now. This boy-girl doubleheader we've got here tonight on 96.1 WSBT. Glad to have you with us with Vince D'Addario, Sean Sires. Glad to have you with us on the Mishawaka Network as well on a busy Friday night. This caps a busy week for both of these teams, really. The girls, the boys, and us as well, because we were over at Elkhart Tuesday night. We were here last night for the boys' win over South Bend Career Academy. The girls played last night at Goshen, and we've got this doubleheader here tonight.
And we don't have another broadcast for 2 weeks.
That's very true.
Sean, that's a long ways away from having four games in 1 week to nothing.
Block shot down low, Heimlich, as Franklin was driving the baseline and tried to put it up. Franklin, the former Knight, Megan McCormick, takes a seat as Nevaeh Foster comes back in. 22-5. Inbound is taken by Marion. Foster passes it off to Hudgen, and she'll draw a basket and a foul.
It was good sharing of the basketball there by Marion. It was three passes, right? And Nevaeh Foster didn't have to pass that last time either, but he knew that Hudgen had a better shot at the layup than she did and was able to draw the foul on top of it.
It's Juanita Franklin hit with the foul. Free throw by Hudgen is good. She works the three-point play and has 6 points. 25-5 now. Marion leads Mishawaka. Steal by Foster. She'll put it up, wave off the basket, foul on the floor. And it looks like it's going to be Udongo once again. It is, so double-edged sword for Udongo. She didn't play the entire first quarter. She came in, started the second quarter, hit their first field goal, but then picked up a couple fouls, got their only second field goal of the night, and now she has three fouls, unfortunately, as she sits with just under three to play in the first half.
Well, that last one was a frustration foul. They were trying to break the press, and they're trying to break the... Oh, my goodness.
Foster missed the front end of the one-and-one, then an offensive rebound, and you tell me what happened because I was writing down something.
Well, it was an offensive rebound, and then a charge was called on Marion.
And that was Mackenzie Hudgen. By the time I turned back around, I just saw the big contact on the floor.
Yeah, but anyway, what I was going to say was on that last foul, it was just a frustration foul. She got the ball stolen from her. They were trying to break the press. You need to get rid of the ball quickly when you're trying to break a press. She held on to it too long, got it stolen from her, and then fouled after it was stolen.
25-5. Marion leads. Mishawaka has the basketball. Franklin, right elbowed. Down to the corner it goes. An air ball put up by Shambaugh. Franklin will sit down, and Riley Banks comes back in after getting a breather. Izzy Kukla also in there, 5'6 junior for the Cavemen. Inbound, right corner, Schlemmer, air ball on a three. Rebound, Foster. She pushes it up court, up to Heimlich, dribbling underneath the basket, called for a double dribble. Mishawaka brings it to the front court, and we're going to have another foul called.
A lot of fouls in this first half.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever dreamed about starting the boys game on time, definitely not happening at this rate.
I think our expectations are reasonable. Another steal by Marion, bringing it up court. Left-hand layup, Mackenzie Hudgens. She has 8. It's 27-5 now, Marion. As they crank up the defensive presence, Foster with an easy steal. She'll lay it in with a left hand. And Nevaeh Foster has 14. Sarah DeShone wants another timeout.
Yeah, and she's going to take a full timeout here. Sit her team down and really talk about kind of what's going on, because you can't give a good defensive team gimmies like that. I mean, just passing the ball right to the defense. So I'm sure she wants to discuss that just a little bit.
Minute 51 to play in the first half. 29-5. Marion leads Mishawaka. We will take a full 1 minute timeout and then back here with first half action on WSBT. A steal again by Marion coming out of the timeout. Foster down low, dribbles once, puts it up, and is able to hit. If I'm not mistaken, I just heard the pep band playing Black Sabbath during that last timeout.
Really?
Yes, I do believe so.
I will defer to you as the Black Sabbath fan of the two of us.
31-5. It took me until the end. We were coming back from the break, and I went, hold it. They're playing War Pigs over there.
You need to go check the board that they're holding up for the next song to play and see if it's on the board.
Inside it goes Heimlich. Nice little drop step. The shot misses. The rebound is taken by Riley Banks and Heimlich. Co-possession, and possession arrow will keep it with the Cavemen. 31-5. Marion leads Mishawaka. There's a minute 4 to play in the first half. Inbound. Obrin. Bobas with a basketball, kicks it off her knee and foot and zips it right across the floor over near the band.
Almost got a trombone player. Close.
Maybe she didn't like the song. I don't know.
Hey, there's not, you know, Black Sabbath. It's an acquired taste.
31-5. Marion leads. Bethel with the basketball. Inside Heimlich, outside Hudgens, back to Heimlich, 15-footer on the baseline, good.
She is just so smooth with the ball. She's got a drop step move. She's got a little jumper move. She hit a three. That's quite the weapon.
Bobas out to Banks. It's 33-5. High arcing three, good for Lexi Schlimmer.
And that gets the bench up and excited for Mishawaka. That was a big-time three, a nice little catch and shoot from the wing.
33-8, down to the corner it goes. Bethel with the three for Marion. Air ball, weak side rebound, and another held ball. I didn't realize how many held balls is that now?
I had kept it in my head.
Oh, okay.
We're well into the double digits
at
this
goodness,
point.
I don't think we've seen this many in a game before.
It's fairly typical for a girls' game, but yeah, there has been a ton.
8 seconds to play in the first half. Bethel in the right corner, loses it right near Sarah DeShone. Mishawaka trailing by 25 points in this girls' matchup. We'll have the boys' game around an hour from now. It's been a 40-minute first half so far.
Yikes.
Bobas gets up a desperation three-pointer at the end of the half, and that will be the end of the first half. At the end of one half of play, Marion leads Mishawaka 33-8, a 25-point advantage. We will take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have U.S. Signcrafters scoreboard show if we have any scores to report, and we will also have the RBI's Unlimited halftime statistics. 33-8, Marion leads Mishawaka, 96-1, WSBT, the sports leader. Start of the Kyle's Auto Repair third quarter with Vince Tadario, Sean Stiers. Second half action getting ready to begin with Mishawaka inbounding the ball, trailing Marion 33-8. Lexi Schlemmer, who hit the three with a smile on her face as the third quarter begins.
Happy to be here.
Apparently so. Loving playing basketball. The 5'3 junior gives it up to Jordan Bobus, the 5'6 senior captain. Bobus spins with the left hand, gives it back to Schlemmer, cutting right side, and draws the foul, taking it to the basket.
Yeah, nice little kind of a pick and roll action there. Schlemmer was able to get behind the defense, receive the pass, and go up strong, and now she's going to be shooting some free throws.
Schlemmer to shoot a pair with foul called on Jaden Rangel. Schlemmer's free throw good. She is a 70% foul shooter this season. She averages 2.1 a game, so she's already doubling that up with her 4 points tonight. After hitting that three in the first half, second free throw bounces on the rim thrice and then falls through the nylon.
And the crowd goes wild.
It's 33-10. Mishawaka in double digits. Marion with a basketball and some confusion with what they're trying to do offensively. Steve Scott, their head coach, with his hands up on the sideline. Missed shot. Rebound tapped out into the hands of Rangel. Hudgen drives and some contact in there as Juanita Franklin goes to the floor.
Yeah, I think some knees might have knocked potentially in there. She's holding her head, so maybe she hit her head on the floor. I heard a big thump, so.
Casey Shambaugh back in as Franklin gets up. She does look a little woozy maybe with the foul called on her, her second. 33-10, Marion leads. Calzano Repair third quarter, 7:03 on the clock.
And yeah, I'm also wondering the same thing as the Marion head coach, is why is this not a shooting foul?
A banked two-pointer from up top by Peyton Rangel, her first bucket. She averages 5.3 a game. Makes it 35-10 with 6:47 to play in the Calzano Repair third quarter. Schlemmer passes off. Rangel goes for a steal. That was Jaden. She passes it up court to Foster, who has the easy lay-in, and she has 18 points right near her 18.5 average. It's 37-10, Marion. Bobus to Obrin. Bobus was falling out of bounds when she saved it in right in front of the Cavemen bench. Shambaugh down to the right corner to Obrin. They play off her. Shambaugh over to the left. Bobus drives with the left hand, flips it high in the air, and it catches the rim a couple of times, and that one goes through.
Well, Mishawaka has found some success with the drive, and I think they really need to go back to it. They're not really a jump shooting team. They need to drive and try to create some contacts.
Loose ball and a steal inside on an errant pass as Schlemmer ends up with it. It's 37-12 now. Bobus passes over to the left wing. Schlemmer will take it as she dribbles back between the circles. Gets a screen from Obrin. Off to the right. Passes back to her left to Banks, who bounces it right back to her. Bobus looking to Sarah Deshone on the bench for instruction. A defender right up on her. Heads off to the left. Passes outside to Banks in front of the sideline. Banks dribbles off to the left on the wing, and then back outside it goes to Bobus. She'll split the lane. Puts it up and draws a foul. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul.
Yeah, they're going to call a moving screen there on Banks at the top of the key.
Yep, that's why it got so wide open.
Yes, it did.
That'll be the third on Banks as Tegan Montague comes in for Marion. Peyton Rangel sits down.
Doesn't seem to be too happy about it either.
No. 37-12. Marion leads with 5:10 to play in the Calzada Repair third. Inside, a foul coming on Mishawaka.
And that will be a shooting foul, and they're going to call that one on Bobus.
Second on her. That's the third on Mishawaka already here in the second half. Not quite 3 minutes gone in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Rangel at the line, and Jaden gets her first point of the night by making the charity shot. That's her ninth in 15 attempts this season. Next one up, good as well. 39-12, Marion now leads as we head toward 5 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Shambaugh gets out of a trap, and a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to give it right back to Marion.
Yeah, Mishawaka got caught in the corner just over half court, and when the offensive help came from Mishawaka, of course, that's also going to bring defensive pressure from Marion because they're playing a man-to-man. It was just too many bodies over there and end up with a jump ball.
Foster off the screen, little give and go. She tried to pass it downstairs to Montague. Loose ball was knocked down to there. Oberon ended up with it. Now coming back the other way. Rangel in front of everybody after the steal, lays it in.
That was a nice steal, and everybody's momentum was going the other direction. So as soon as she got that steal, she was all by her lonesome for that layup.
Rangel with the easy layup, and it's 41-12. Marion, 4:20 to play in the Cows on a repair third quarter. Schlemmer had a defender up on her, gets it off to Banks. See, she dribbles between the circles. Schlemmer comes off the screen by Banks. Right elbow jump shot off the back iron. Rebound Bobas, puts it up. Air ball. Rebound Oberon, pivoting inside. Gets it off to Banks. And another held ball will be called.
That's going to stay with Mishawaka.
Steve Scott imploring his team to communicate a little bit better.
We talk on those switches, baby. It's important.
Right.
It's important.
3:57 to play in the Cal's Auto Repair third. 41-12. Marion leads Mishawaka in this girls' matchup. Boys' game coming up later tonight.
Well, we got a pushing foul. Who are they going to call that on? It looks like both girls went for the ball. 32 White.
All right. That'll be Riley Banks. That is her fourth. Four on Banks, and she'll sit down. Franklin comes back in for the Cavemen. Bethel on the right side, off to Foster, dribbling on the wing. Foster back to Bethel with the left hand, jumps inside. It won't go. Hudgen runs down the rebound, down to the right corner. Hudgen, crossover through the lane. Fouled, going for the layup.
A lot of steps. I thought they were going to call it travel.
That's what I was kind of looking
for. But hey, what do I know?
It'll be Shambaugh. Whistled for her first. Udongo, who picked up three fouls in the second quarter. To the scorer's table to check in for the Cavemen. Hudgen to the free throw line for Marion. 70% foul shooter. Drains the first one and has 9 points. She is now 2 out of 4 at the line with another one coming. Up and good. Hudgen in double digits with 10. She joins Nevaeh Foster. Marion leads 43-12. Left wing. Schlemmer drives. Knocked away. Hudgen with a loose ball. Long outlet up to Foster on the right. Gives it across the lane to the left. And the running layup is good by Tegan Montague.
Yeah, and that's going to be 4 points for Montague off the bench. And that was a nice look by Foster on the break. Found Montague kind of by herself underneath the basket, able to put it in.
45-12 now Marion leads. Udongo on the floor, and Sarah Deshone wants a timeout. There's 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the Kyle's Auto Repair third quarter. Kyle's reminding you to have your car's oil changed every 3 months or 3,000 miles at Kyle's Lincoln Way East in Mishawaka. Full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute with Mishawaka trailing Marion 45-12 on WSB. Mishawaka trails Marion 45-12. The Cavemen inbound with 2:58 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter of this girls' game here at the Cave. Boys' game coming up. It's going to be well after 7. We're probably going to tip off close to 8 o'clock, don't you think?
Are you sure it's still the third quarter?
I know. Udongo out on the left wing for Mishawaka. Passes over to the right. Schlemmer, who hit a 3 in the first half, takes another one. This off the side of the rim on the backboard. Bethel with the rebound for the Knights. They lead by 32 points to the Marion Knights. Over to the right wing. I'm like, who can hit the three? She was thinking about it for a second.
She was open, and yeah. I was surprised she didn't pop it. I think there's been some direction from the bench, maybe, because Bethel's been shooting threes all night in the first half.
There's a three from the right quarter from Rangel. Montague with the offensive rebound with the putback, and it's 47-12. Franklin will put up a three from the right wing for Mishawaka. Missed. Obrin runs down the rebound down to the left corner. Now Bobas puts up a three. It won't go. The rebound to Foster and Marion. Foster pushing it up court. She'll pass off to the left, and the layup good by Montague.
I'll tell you what, Montague is very good on the break. That's where she's gotten all 8 of her points so far. It's been on the break, and I think every one of her baskets has been assisted by Nevaeh Foster.
I wouldn't doubt it. 49-12 now, Marion, with a minute 15 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Bobas, left wing, down to the baseline. Will pick up a foul against the Knights.
And it's only going to be the first on Rangel.
Yep, that will be Peyton Rangel. Udongo to inbound on the far side of the floor. That's the third on the Knights here in the third quarter. Udongo gets it into Shambaugh. Shambaugh with a defender on her to Franklin on the wing with her back to the basket. Franklin passes out of it. Shambaugh takes it. Bobas gets a screen. She'll pull up from 10 feet away. It bounced all around the rim. Wouldn't go. And Heimlich with the rebound for Marion. Bethel thought about a three from the right. Gives it to Foster, who thought about one. Now she'll take one from the top of the key. It doesn't go. Foul on the rebound. It is going to go against Shambaugh. Or no?
No, it's not against Shambaugh.
No, it's the other way. Montague.
Yes.
...49-12 now, with 27 seconds to play in the Calzada Repair third. Obrin holding the basketball as Mishawaka looks to play for the last shot here of the first half. Or of the third quarter, rather. Excuse me, first half.
How dare you.
Udongo having a trouble with it, tracks it down, passes right wing. Franklin's three doesn't go. It bounces out hard to the right corner, and that's going to be the end of the Calzada Repair third quarter. Don't forget, have your car's oil changed every 3 months or 3,000 miles at Calzada Repair, Lincoln Way East in Mishawaka. At the end of three, it's Marion 49, Mishawaka 12, a 96-1 WSBT, the sports leader. ...49-12, Marion leads Mishawaka as the fourth quarter of this girls' game begins. Jaden Rangel passes high. Bethel thought about a three from the wing. Back over to the left to Rangel. Back to the other Rangel, Peyton. Barely hits the rim on a three-point try. It bounces out of bounds. It is going to be a foul on the rebound. And then it's going to go against Jordan Bobus of Mishawaka. Bethel drives right side of the lane. She'll pass it outside to Jaden Rangel, and she will put it in for a layup. 6 points for her, and it's 51-12, Marion. Bobus outside to Odongo. Odongo passes to Maddie Wiley, getting her first appearance tonight. Three up, doesn't go. Sarah Deshone telling me that Maddie Wiley, a 5'4 sophomore, made 28,000 shots over the summer.
Whoa.
Preparing for the season, working hard.
That is a lot of shots.
That's a lot of shots.
That was interesting. Did you see that?
I did not. Did they roll the ball on the...
The referee just put the ball on the ground and then started counting.
Huh. Missed shot by Bobus. Rebound, Marion. Rangel. Shot up by the Knights. It won't go. Rebound, Odongo. Bobus will take her time as she jogs up court for Mishawaka. Bobus looking at the free throw line with Hudgens on her hip. Wiley takes it, gets a screen from Chambon, goes to the left, dribbling on the wing, now stops her dribble, keeps her pivot. Inside it goes. Bobus and the left-hand layup is good.
Yeah, and a good look from Wiley on that one to find Bobus streaking to the basket, and she's able to hit the layup.
51-14. Marion leads. Three coming, and the three good by Jaden Rangel. She has 9 points. That is her first three-pointer of the night. Her eighth of the season. Out of bounds. Mishawaka on the baseline and back over to the Knights.
Yeah, Nevaeh Foster is going to come back in for Marion, sitting on 18 points. And it feels like she's been at 18 for quite a while, but she does a very good job of getting her teammates involved and has a good number of assists already.
A 40-point lead for Marion. 54-14 with 5:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Up top, Heimlich. Maddie Wiley trying to get it away from somebody. Hudgens ends up with it, though, as she drives the left side of the lane and lays it in. She has 12, and it's 56-14, Marion. Schlemmer with the basketball. Off to Wiley. Wiley looking for a screen from Obrin. Goes left. Outside to Odongo. Back to Wiley. Gets a screen from Obrin on the left. Stops and pops a three and rims it home.
That was a nice shot. Able to go around the screen to the top. Come around to the wing and just burying it.
Rangel on the run. It wouldn't go. Heimlich had the rebound. She'll be fouled going back up with it. Foul will be on Obrin. That's her third. Heimlich to the line. She has 7 points. She's 2-for-2 from the free throw line, but misses the next opportunity here. Heimlich averages a double-double, 13.9 points and 10.2 rebounds.
I could see why.
Good inside and outside.
Yep.
40% three-point shooter, 79% foul shooter. She hits that free throw and has 8 points.
She's a very talented player, and they have her listed at 6'1", and she just towers over everybody on the floor. So she has that advantage. Plus, she has good body control. She has some good moves around the rim, and she's got a long distance shot.
57-17, 4.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Maddie Wiley has it knocked away from her and out of bounds. Mishawaka will inbound on the baseline.
Ball out of bounds, left side. But a nice, good game. Very nice
going from 6-1 to 5-3 with Marion's Megan McCormick checking in for Heimlich. So the height advantage no longer belongs to Marion.
Wiley down in the corner buries another three.
Oh, I get this girl some minutes, Sean.
Maddie Wiley with a pair of threes here in the fourth quarter to make it 57-20. The Cavemen break 20 here tonight as Juanita Franklin gets the rebound and then passed off to Riley Banks. She is tied up by Peyton Rango. As they go to the floor, the jump ball is going to keep it with the Cavemen. Megan McCormick on the floor for Marion as well. Schlemmer walks it up court with exactly 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, and Marion leading 57-20. Foster denies a pass intended for Wiley. Goes out of bounds at the scorer's table. Riley Banks will inbound near the scorer's table in the Cavemen bench. Banks looking, finally finds Franklin, but it's going to be stolen by Hudgens, who drives and tries to lay it up, won't go, and Banks, following the play, picks up the rebound.
And she feels like she got fouled, but nobody was anywhere near her on that play.
Maddie Wiley, go ahead.
As I say, it might have been just frustration as to how hard it went off the backboard.
Out to Wiley. She'll put up another three. This one misses. Franklin with the rebound. Out to Wiley. Puts up another three. And a basket. And a foul.
Shoot or shoot, Sean.
Right.
All right. She got the rebound. Put it right back up. Was able to get the foul as well. That was pretty impressive. And I believe they call that on Nevaeh Foster, which is going to be her third.
So Wiley with 3 3-pointers for Mishawaka here in the fourth quarter, and a chance for a 4-point play up and no good. But remember, Mishawaka scored 7 points last night against Goshen. Maddie Wiley has outscored that here in the fourth quarter by herself with the 3 3-pointers.
And yeah, they're going to call an offensive foul there on Nevaeh Foster driving the lane. That's going to be her fourth. And honestly, Sean, I'm a little confused as to why she's still in the game at all.
Yeah, she has 18 points, up by 34 points with 3:15 remaining.
Right.
Screen by Shambaugh. Bobas goes left. Here's Maddie Wiley. This time the three is into another zip code as it goes off the top of the backboard. She got a little bit anxious there.
A little excited. A little bit too much oomph on that three-pointer.
Like you said, shooter's going to shoot, and she was shooting her shot.
She's making a case, man. She wants some more minutes. And I tell you what, she's the leading scorer by a good margin, so she's earning her time.
Rangel falls down coming through the lane, tripped up coming through there. They're going to say a kickball. They're discussing it right now, and it is going to be a kickball.
Steve Scott doesn't understand why it's not Marion ball, even though it went off of a Marion player.
57-23, under 3 to play. You know, and Vince, I'll say this. We were kind of talking, I think, either at halftime or during a timeout. You look at this Mishawaka team. They've dropped 12 straight. They have one win all this season. But, I mean, they do keep playing.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, regardless, they keep playing, and they're obviously playing with energy, and they all look like they still enjoy playing despite the fact that it's not going well for them this year.
Smiles on their faces, and they're working hard, and
yeah,
they're doing everything. Look at that. Two Cavemen on the ground for a loose ball.
Foster with it, drives, it won't go, and she will follow it up with a rebound. And like earlier, Banks had it stolen away from her, could have just let her the girl drive for the layup, and she followed it up and ended up with a rebound after a missed shot.
Absolutely. That's going to be the fifth foul on Banks, so she's going to have to take a seat.
She will foul out scoreless tonight. Ella Martin, 5'3", sophomore, going to the free throw line with 2:24 remaining.
Grace O'Hara, 5'3 freshman coming in for Marion. Olivia Zielinski will check in, as will Madeline Cerny, the next opportunity. Missed shot, follow-up won't go. Loose ball is finally taken by McCormick. Out to Rangel, or to Foster and then Rangel. And now Peyton Rangel has it stripped away from her. Shambaugh, as Rangel tries to poke it right back. Two to play here in the fourth. Errant pass by Mishawaka, taken by Foster, who, as you said, Vince, is still on the floor right now. She'll drive all the way and lay it in. She has 20 points.
Well, not only is Foster still on the floor, but so are two other starters. So they have three starters on the floor for Marion.
Leading by 36 points with a minute 38 remaining.
Right.
Pivot by Bobus. And it goes to Franklin. Maddie Wiley. She of the three three-pointers. Here comes another one. It is good. Splash the nylon. Maddie Niley with a fourth quarter for her. 12 points on three three-pointers.
She better be starting in the next game, okay? I realize she's hot tonight. But, man, she's not afraid to shoot the ball, and when she gets even an inkling of an opening, she's putting it up. And, like we mentioned, three starters still on the floor for Marion. So it's not like she's playing against backup defenders.
That's very true. Good point. Now a drive as Foster lays it in. She is playing against backup defenders. No offense to her, but it's a true story.
Right. Well, no, there's not.
There's a couple starters out there, but still.
Right. Your point is
three-fifths. Three-fifths of reserves.
Shoot it.
Maddie Wiley thinking about getting it going again. Weak side rebound, McCormick. 35 seconds to play. Marion leading 61-26. On the left. Now down low. Layup won't go. Rebound taken by Foster. She will pass it over from the left. Another jumper won't go for O'Hara. Whistle on the clock stops with 18 seconds remaining as more fans continue to file in ahead of the boys' game coming up. What do you think? 35 minutes from now?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Chrislyn Shelton now in.
Gonna go deep here, Sean.
Yeah, I'm looking at the different. Here we go. No, that's not the right one I was looking for. Loose ball after a miss. Marion with it. On the right. Zielinski gives it up. Gets it back. Looking inside. Loose ball picked up by Ella Martin for Mishawaka. Down low. The layup is good for Madeline Cerny at the buzzer, and that will end the bet game. Cerny, the sophomore reserve, with a layup at the end of the game as Marion wins 63-26.
Yeah, and you know, look, Marion is a very, very good team. They were ranked in the top five at one point in 3A earlier on in the season. So, I mean, they're an excellent basketball team. And, you know, Mishawaka was outmatched, but they didn't quit that entire game. They played hard. They were on the floor going after loose balls in the last minute of the ball game. This is just very I was impressed with the way Mishawaka played. And even in the loss,
yeah,
we've seen two or three games from Mishawaka. That might be one of the better games that they've played.
No, I agree. You know, like I said, I think it says something. This is loss number 13 in a row. They have one win this season. I think it says something about the culture you're building when you're able to keep playing until the end of the game. I don't know if you can hear me right now, Vince, but I can't hear you. Go ahead. Yeah. Why don't you do some stats powered by RBIs Unlimited?
Yeah, sure. No problem. So Mishawaka ended up shooting 26% from the field tonight. They were 9 of 35 from the field. Mishawaka Marion put up 61 shots, believe it or not. 26 of 61 for 43%. Mishawaka was 33% from 3, 5 of 15, while Mishawaka Marion was 3 of 19 for 16% on the night. Free throws tonight, Mishawaka only shot 5 free throws. They were 3 of 5 for 60%, while Mishawaka Marion was 8 of 15 for 53%. Points in the paint, obviously dominated by Marion. They were 44 to 8. Second chance points, Marion won that 29 to 3 as well. I'm going to pause here on our stats because...
Go ahead and get through the scoring real quick, and then we'll send it back to the station.
Okay, sounds good. Some individual scoring. First for Mishawaka, Nevaeh Foster led all scores. She had 22 points tonight. Hudgen had 12 points. Rangel had 9. Heimlich had 8. Montague had 8. Rangel had 2, and Cerny had 2 as well. For Mishawaka, tonight, leading scorer for Mishawaka was Maddie Wiley. She had 12 points tonight. Lacey Schlemmer had 5 points. Bobas had 4. Udungo had 4. And Overton was 1 of 2 from the free throw line, so she had 1 point tonight. Wiley, all 7 of her shots from 3-point land. She hit 4 of them, 12 points. Very impressive.
All right, so we will go ahead and wrap it up, and we'll send it back to the station. Your postgame stats powered by RBI's Unlimited. Matt Embry has the U.S. Signcrafters scoreboard show coming up in between games. And, of course, we've got the boys' game, and that'll probably start, I would guess, at about 10 till 8 at the earliest, maybe 5 till, between 5 and 10 till 8. So, again, the girls' final. Did you write down the girls?
I have it. Nope. It was 63-26.
All right, thank you. They already took it off the scoreboard with Ron Hicklinski talking to the crowd here tonight. Back to the studio we go. We've got the boys game at about a half hour here on 96.1 WSBT and the Mishawaka Network.